Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Jewels of inestimable heritage and historic value were stolen from the Louvre Museum in Paris yesterday. The thieves broke in through the gallery window and stole away with the loot, escaping on motorbikes. We're joined by Paris-based journalist John Litchfield now for more. John, what do we know at this stage?
Hello, Shane. Well, it's the most extraordinary event, really. Spectacular, but also banal, if you like, because these four robbers turned up beside the Louvre, where it's actually beside the river and beside the street. There's no sort of protection for the building at all. And they had with them this kind of thing you see in Paris every day, a sort of ladder that goes up from a truck and has something moving up and down it to remove furniture from flats. And they pushed that up against the balcony of the first floor of the Apollo Gallery, broke through the window, smashed two cases containing nine sets of jewels, and escaped within 7 minutes with the alarms ringing, but nothing could be done. They dropped one of the jewels, the probably the best thing that they grabbed, the crown of Queen Emperor Eugenie, as they escaped, but they got away with eight others containing thousands and thousands of diamonds, rubies, emeralds.
Are police following any particular line of inquiry?
Well, the Paris police chief said yesterday that one possibility was that this had been a kind of a targeted hit ordered by some sort of rich foreign person or foreign power. I don't know if they have any evidence for that, except that these kinds of things are impossible to sell on the open market unless broken up, and then they're worth huge amounts anyway. But obviously, the value of them as they stand is kind of, in a sense, nil, because you can't sell something so well known on the open market. So it's not clear whether it's something like that, something ordered by a very rich person abroad, or something that's been done just to break them up and sell them one by one.
Okay, I imagine huge question marks hanging over the security system in place.
Absolutely. I mean, earlier this year, Emmanuel Macron, the president, announced a huge, essentially, rebuilding of the interior of the Louvre. And one of the reasons for that was it was felt the security was not adequate. And the Louvre's trade unions have been saying they've been complaining for years about inadequate security and that nothing has been done about it, awaiting these changes. So, I mean, the idea that you could sort of rock up on the street with one of these sort of lifting ladders and break into the gallery, which contains the French crown jewels, and get out in 7 minutes. I don't think you could do that in the Tower of London. Maybe I'm wrong. They should be in such an accessible place in itself. It's extraordinary. I wasn't even aware that the French crown jewels were in the Louvre. It's such a big museum. You can't possibly know all of what's in there. But obviously the thieves did, and they spotted that they were so easily accessible because they were right next to the street.
I mean, the point has been made. It is like something from a heist movie. Actually, I'm trying to... How to Steal a Million, wasn't it? Audrey Hepburn and Peter O'Toole in the 1960s. It was set in Paris as well. It does read like the script of that. The reaction in Paris generally?
Well, I think people feel a sense of almost of humiliation. I mean, the opposition politicians are saying it's a national humiliation. I mean, this comes at a time when France is being rocked by various events, including collapse of several governments, and the former president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is going to jail this week to begin serving a sentence that was served on him a couple of weeks ago. So the country is already pretty shaken, and this should happen in the biggest and best equipped, not best equipped, but the best, the most valuable museum in the world on an ordinary Sunday morning is causing a sense of shock and shame, I think.
Okay, John Litchfield, Paris-based journalist, thank you indeed for that update. Extraordinary story, Kira.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.